long-standing members.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was nice the way you put it.
Do you want to introduce everybody?
This is Audrey Kramer Winston the Horniak. And David Rudell.
Dave,
who I know.
All right. And that's Rosemary Brand. She's the social worker at Wimber Hospital.
Yes.
And Andrew, we know you.
Know me now.
And we know you.
Yeah.
Larissa. Yeah.
I love that name.
Thank you.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you very much.
Give me your hand. I just want to stand up. Okay. I'm getting cake.
Okay.
That's okay.
Cake enlivens.
Why don't you ask Posey, because she many of the Jewish families live in a certain part of Johnstown.
Okay.
Posey lived in another part of town. Why don't you, if you don't mind, share with us your perspective, because some people, the only Jew they may have known was you.
That's correct. I was like the only Jew in Moxham, is this section of town. Okay. I grew up in. I had a wonderful childhood. We had a store that was in Moxham. My mom's dad worked at it, Grandpa, and it was our house and my grandpa's house. Mm. And because of that, we stayed in Moxham versus going to Westmont, where most of the Jewish population lived.
Right.
Grandpa wouldn't move.
Mm.
He would not leave the house, so we stayed in Moxham, which was I tried to assimilate into everything that was going on as a kid. I guess the biggest challenge was at Christmas time when everyone's house was decorated and our house wasn't. It was a very family oriented community, but it was a very Christian community as well. I think I was very active both in junior high school and high school. I belonged to many clubs. I was very outgoing. And that's probably why I didn't feel so different as maybe somebody else would.
I was very
accepted.
Here, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I cut a small piece, but I meant to cut a bigger piece.
This will be good. Thank you.
This is a typical Jewish mother.
Yeah.
She's still a mother to me. I don't even know what I just said.
You were talking about your time in high school.
Active and joined groups. And I was accepted. Religion wasn't something that was really discussed. I was brought up Jewish. My mom and dad both are Jewish. For me to go to Hebrew school in Westmont was difficult, but nonetheless, we did it. My dad sent a delivery truck because our grocery store sent a delivery truck to pick me up, and they sat me in the back of the truck and took me to the store. That's the honest to God's
most valuable produce of all.
That's right.
And it was the Coca-Cola guy that took her.
And whoever my dad could find.
To take you up
to Hebrew school. And then, of course, on Sunday, my dad drove for me to go. But it was a different life for me than it would have been maybe for Barry. Because I was brought up and moved away when I was a junior in high school. She moved to Philadelphia. So, of course, I played with her as a child, but then it was just me. I truly believe I felt like I was an only child. That's why for me to, like, my sister's married to a wonderful Jewish man, but for me to find Arthur was a real bonus. For him to get me was a bonus.
How did you meet?
Well, I was friends with his friend, who's a physician, and my mother got cataract surgery, And of course, he went. She went to him.
Who's Sam?
No.
Arthur Crowell.
Arthur Crowell.
Okay.
Because he was Jewish, and I knew of him, and we went to the appointment, and that's how I formally met him. And then he asked my mother and I out to dinner.
He really worked hard on
it. He worked hard on it happening. Yeah. So now almost 11 years later, we're together.
Does he accuse you of arranging your mother's cataract surgery?
Never.
In order to meet him?
He was delighted. He's very humble.
How about and humanism?
Was when very excited that my mother chose him.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice story.
Andrew, dear.
Mom, you're talking through all the recordings. Mom, don't talk anymore. Okay. It's all getting recorded.
Blend some color. Awesome. That's water. Okay.
I'm going to get you water.
All right. Sit. Thank you, Barry. And Marissa wants a lemonade.
All right.
And
here, I'll get it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ask my mom.
All right. Well, okay. Let me start asking you some questions. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
Tell me when I can talk.
You can talk.
You can talk now as much as you want. Yes. As much as you want now. Don't worry. Were you born in Johnstown?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And you grew up in Johnstown?
I grew up in Johnstown.
Okay. So, and how did your family come to Johnstown? Do you know?
Well, yes. My father came from Richmond, Virginia. Okay. My mother was a native.
Okay.
And her father opened a very small store on one of these streets, on Highland Avenue, as a matter of fact, under his house. Okay. The man came over here from Europe with $60, opened his store, did well there, and then they bought a bigger store, and it was called Block's Department Store on our Central Avenue. And then they kept buying the next store, and then the next store, they had the whole block. Finally.
Yes.
And then, that's how, and then my mama, who was a block, met my daddy, who was working in some kind of a men's store or something. He came here from Richmond.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And they got together. Thank you, sweet woman.
Oh, thank you for letting us come over.
Oh, I'm delighted. Okay, so that's how my family came. The Blocks came from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was born here.
Okay.
My father was born in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he came to Johnstown, fell in love with my mama, and that's how it all started.
And you mentioned the store in Moxham.
Yes.
Was that what your parents... they kept that store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our family owned the store.
Mm-hmm.
And that store went for...
over 75 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
The flood came.
In
the 77. The Johnstown flood and destroyed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that was very traumatic for all of us.
I imagine, yes.
Yeah, because we
didn't... I'm going to show you a picture of Blocks.
Not of the store, but... this is fabulous.
Yeah.
We
lived there.
Okay. Oh, above it?
No, honey.
Oh, okay.
We bought a house, but we lived in that.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
And who was a block? Your mother?
My mother was a block.
Okay.
And she had three brothers, one of whom was an attorney, so he didn't participate. But the other two men, that baby?
That's a
that's second anniversary. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow, look at
honey,
this.
Something's on the floor.
Okay, Mama.
What is that here?
I don't know. Oh, that's my list.
That's...
look at this. Moxham's Big Department Store.
I've
always heard of that.
The U.S. Steel was really doing good things.
Oh, wow,
U.S. Steel was right across the street.
Stored beautifully. Very well.
Got the data
1928.
Wow.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
So it opened.
Melissa, look at those silk dresses for $2.
So I was noticing. Look at that. $2.
Isn't that hysterical?
And bedroom slippers for 42 cents. Very nice.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Isn't that super?
Really nice.
Let me take a picture of that thing.
We are just speaking with Bernie Kleinstub, and he mentioned Black.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He said he remembered it. Yeah. And I live in Moxham now.
What street?
Highland Avenue.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah, I know. On the corner of Highland and Luna. 346.
Andrew.
Oh, way down.
That's where I live now.
Oh, you're
practically
a cousin of ours.
Well, I should preface this. I'm not from Godstown originally.
Mm-hmm.
Where are
I'm
you?
From Albany, New York.
Are you?
Yeah, so that's where I ended up when I moved here, right on Highland Avenue. So
how on earth did you get to Johnstown?
Well, at that surprise you mentioned this. You mentioned your father was from Richmond.
Yes.
That's where I was living before I came up.
In
here.
Richmond,
Virginia.
Virginia.
I was working for the Navy down there.
Love that town.
It's a beautiful place.
I love that town.
But I'm up here now, so it's interesting though. I'm in Moxham now, and I've heard people talk about the store. So it was a big place, the Black department store, wasn't it?
It was huge. It took up an entire block.
Oh, wow.
There was ladies' department, men's department, shoe department, the butcher shop, and furniture.
Yeah. How about that furniture store? That had been a theater. And Blocks bought it.
It furnished my first apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So. And you said you had, you lived in the store in terms of, you know,
being there.
What
were
some of the things that you guys did there in the store?
Hang out.
Things like that.
Hang out.
Yeah. I went to Cochran, and every day after school, I would stop into the store and take something yummy, like a tasty cake or something. Then I'd walk. In those days, we had no buses. We walked. From Highland Avenue, which is a nice piece, to Cochran.
Okay.
Down the Central Avenue.
We're in the 700 block.
I live behind the plaza up there in Westmont.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Judith Drive.
Well, you kids were lucky. You probably had buses to take you.
Oh, well, I actually grew up outside of Johnstown in the country. I went to United High School.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah. And before that, I was born in Phoenixville near Philadelphia.
Mm.
But then when we came back, I actually lived also on Highland Avenue.
Well,
Moxham was a nice
city. And then we moved down there.
My children grew up there.
No, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I worked at Memorial Hospital forever.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. And Lil's a retired RN.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I mean, one thing, Rosemary, we were talking about this briefly at the beginning of the interview. We said that many members of the Jewish community lived up in Westmont.
Correct.
And your family was living in Moxham. So, what was... I guess, what was the synagogue that you...
We went to the synagogue.
Went to the synagogue there. Was that,
there were three.
Yeah.
There was the Orthodox, the Conservative, and the Reform.
Right.
We went to the Conservative.
Okay.
My mother's family were Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when. And then not Grandpa, he wasn't, but his parents. And we went to the synagogue, which is now Ferndale High School or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's where I went to. There was no other where to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was a big community.
Were you even there? Did the kids mix in with you? Were you friendly with some of the kids?
I was friendly with everybody. That was my personality.
Because you were that way.
It
wasn't like these girls were cliquish.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
No, she was never left out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a few incidents that I went through. Not terribly serious, but I managed to resolve them. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like... I'd rather not go into that. Just a few incidents.
I understand,
that I managed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing up in Moxham?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Posey mentioned that... her friends and her personality, she didn't have any trouble mixing in.
She really did.
But the different was it a different generation with
your mom? It was a different generation.
Totally.
But I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I'm sort of outgoing. You know.
Sure.
You know, I'm a yacker.
Don't mind us. We're just looking over some of the questions here.
I guess they're like about community and,
yeah, so, so again, and growing up in Moxham and, just being in what was predominantly a Christian community, as you mentioned it, and you both mentioned that you got along pretty well with them, but, what was the community like? I mean, we talked a little bit about that it was a nice place to grow up, but what are some other things about the community that you can tell us, or growing up at Mox at this time, or when you were living
it
at
was
Mox
very
at
safe.
Time too. Yeah.
It was very safe. We would walk everywhere. There was nothing crime-oriented whatsoever. Mm-hmm. There was none.
Yeah.
It was a good place.
It was a family community. Yeah, I mean, it was good. We were friendly with all the neighbors. And
what do you call the kind of community we lived in? Blue collar? White?
Yeah, blue.
Blue collar.
Blue collar.
Yeah.
A blue collar community.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody there worked in
the mill.
U.S. Steel.
Yeah.
Which was across from
and that was which was across from our store.
Interesting.
So we got along with all the neighbors. They were just wonderful. We were very fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any kind of relationship with these U.S. Steel employees?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did they cash checks at blocks?
Oh, yeah.
And to the store with
they bought
checks.
And bought their clothing,
their work clothes, and
bought shoes.
All their hunting clothes.
They all knew Grandpa.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting store. That store had everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was nothing you could imagine that they didn't have.
Right.
And then, when they got married, they bought their furniture from us. The store did well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The store did very well.
Right.
We were the only big store in that part of the city.
Did you guys provide credit?
Oh,
my goodness, yes, they did, yes.
And were people pretty good on that?
Oh,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, you didn't have to chase them down. Mm-hmm. People were much more honest then. Than they are now, because now they feel they can get away with dishonesty. Mm-hmm. Then people were more upfront. I mean, it wasn't like you had to distrust people. Like you didn't
and then
know.
When the mill went on strike, we gave a lot of stuff
away free.
Because they weren't bringing in a salary.
Mm-hmm.
So you helped your customers.
Exactly.
And the community.
We gave a lot of things away, and I was so glad that we did.
Now, everyone knew that we were Jewish, but they also felt we were very generous.
Oh, they thought we were terribly
and they
rich.
Thought we were rich.
That
everybody
so
thought we were rich. And
everybody
we weren't.
Thought we were
we weren't. That's why my mother worked. My mother worked full-time as an RN.
Right.
But we fed how many families? There was Uncle Bill, Uncle Sam, Uncle Lou, Grandpa, and you all. Me. You. Us. But
well,
that's a lot of family.
Were there a lot of Moxham people that did their shopping at Blocks and didn't go downtown?
Yes.
Oh, many.
Almost all.
Really?
Oh,
well, that was good.
I get patients at the hospital and I love when this happens. And they say, we knew your dad. Like, one of the guys was a cigarette salesman, and he used to come see my dad all the time. Another lady was a nurse at Newcliff Manor, where my mother worked, and, you know, it feels good. When I worked in Pittsburgh before I got diabetes, I did every once in a while run into someone from Johnstown, but at Wimber, I have done it, and they remember my family and my mother. They ask how's everyone, and it's nice. It makes me feel warm inside.
So everybody thought that you guys were rich
because
you
were
Jewish.
Yes, without question.
Were people also intrigued in some way because you were Jewish?
No, not really. They accepted. They accepted the fact that we were different.
Different,
which was different.
Which was so weird. Like, how are we different? How? That made me angry, different.
It shouldn't have.
Well, it did.
If you're not educated and don't know about that, we saw people that, we knew people that didn't even know ever met a Jewish person.
And I still do.
Yeah.
In my prayer now. Yeah.
Well, Wimber is a different place. Wimber is different. It's wonderful.
You mean the town of Wimber itself?
Just the whole community. City. You know, it's a very church-oriented
place. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And our nursing home out there was bought by a Jewish conglomerate, which is fabulous. You know, and they wear yarmulkes to come visit me, and I'm like, wow, man.
Is there a guy who comes in a couple times a week?
Sam, yeah.
Sam, did you meet him?
No, but somebody called on the phone up to the synagogue.
I want you to meet him.
And he wanted to know, like, where there was a minyan, you know?
Yeah.
And daily. And I said, well, not here, but like, and he was coming from Jersey. Is
Jersey? Lakewood.
Is it just one guy who comes out of the
nursing home? No, there's two. There's a lady, Naomi.
So they bought which nursing home?
The Church of the Brethren.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't. They're in a conglomerate group. It's a large group that owns nursing homes in Tennessee, New Jersey, and now Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Lakewood is a very, they have a very, very large
Orthodox. It's very Orthodox, My brother-in-law worked there after he retired to help them out, and it was fun. Yeah, I think my sister and brother-in-law became more religious after the Lakewood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You have more questions.
I'll let some of these discussions just play out.
All right.
One thing that has kind of come up in some of the, we've had a couple interviews today, and one thing that we've talked about was, a lot of the fundraising efforts that the Jewish community was involved with during the 1950s for Israel. So, is that anything that your family was involved with, their block department store, or is that something that you were aware of?
We were aware of that.
Yeah.
My father said the charity was a holy thing, and it was.
Yeah.
And that if you gave to the poor, that was even better than everything. My father thought that was the best thing in the world.
Right.
He would give to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that came into the store.
Yeah. Right.
Friday nights, the Mennonites would come. Mm-hmm. That was their night to shop.
Yes.
And they loved my dad. My dad would sell them shoes, and he'd give them socks to go with it, and he'd give them underwear, and they just adored him.
Yeah.
And our life revolved around the store.
Right.
That's what we called it, the store.
The store.
Sundays you were closed.
Yes, that was the only day. Yeah.
And they used to come in from all over, many organizations. They heard about Mr. Sachs. That's my father, who would give everybody.
Right. So it seems he was generous in both aspects of
it. What else you have, Andrew?
On the Sachs line, there were two different Sachs families in Johnstown, were there?
Yeah, that was her relative.
Which, were they related?
Oh,
of course. They were brothers.
Harry Sachs.
Like Betty Sachs. Was she related
to
you?
Betty, who died in childbirth.
Was she a cousin of
yours? She was my first cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Jack, then?
Jack was my first cousin. And so was Eddie.
How about Ben Isaacson? That side of it? No, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Thank you.
I mean, that illustrates to me that, you know, that's another thing that we've been talking about a lot today, just how close-knit this community was. Even to the extent that there were different synagogues in town, that people lived in different places, this was a very tight-knit and cohesive community.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Very tight-knit. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we have, what, 150 people in the synagogue?
No,
not that many.
We have like 80 souls. You know? And that includes those two guys that come in every other week.
Right? No. Naomi and Sam.
I don't even know who they are. But by the way, you have my proxy. Welcome them in, and however, if they want to come around, they're most welcome, for sure.
Are they?
Of course.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess they go back for the Sabbath, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, and, you know, we were speaking with, you know, Bernie before we came here, and he was talking about the merger of the synagogues that took place in the 70s. And just wondering if you two had any thoughts or reflections that you want to share as to the merger, just when it happened, what were your thoughts, what did you think of it, kind of things like that.
I think it was like conservative joins reform, mm-hmm. and we were so taught the difference that it was, there's no difference.
Yeah. There really is. They're more traditional. What do you think, Barry?
It was easier in Johnstown to finally merge because it was not as Orthodox or as classic reform.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
It was like everybody was doing the same thing.
And everybody used to see each other so frequently.
That's true.
So that's part of the close-knitness of the community, really mm-hmm. tying into the merger, and it just, you know, was part of why it was able to succeed. I think.
That was an easy time.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was an easy time. Well, I'm sure it was not easy for you kids growing up. I mean, look what you've been through. God, drugs, shooting.
Yeah.
The worst thing is in Moxton now, I was watching TV.
One day.
And I see somebody got shot in my old house.
In the front porch.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my dear.
So many terrible things are happening now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all drugs.
It is all drugs.
And when you went to nursing school, did you go to Cottonwoods Nursing
School? No.
I went to Monitor in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And I was glad to go there. It was fun to get
to the big city.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I went to Pitt in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, yes. I did, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa, you're a pink girl.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you,
Amy? Siena College in Albany, New York. So, not around here, I'm afraid.
Albany, New York.
Yeah, it was a small college back home, yeah. But I visited Pittsburgh in the time that I've been here, and I enjoy it greatly.
Pittsburgh
is everywhere.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Such a wonderful
The synagogue where the shooting was is where my mom and dad got married.
Tree of Life. Wow, okay.
That's where we got married. My wife and I got married there also.
Yeah.
Is that where you were living at the time?
No. We lived in Cincinnati.
Where was Sheldon from?
Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you guys meet? In Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cousin in Cincinnati, and I went to visit.
Many cousins. That
I went to visit all my cousins.
On the Sac side or block? On the block side or the Sac side?
What?
They were all on the block. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they were on the Sac. We had a lot of cousins.
You just lost a cousin, didn't you, Pearl?
Barry.
Pearl Block Rose, right?
No. She
was not related to you?
No.
She was 102. Can you imagine?
No.
Living to 102.
What was her maiden name?
That I don't remember.
Pearl Rose was not related to
her. No.
Was she Silverman?
Silverman.
Johnson?
No, honey, that was different.
Okay. Were you friendly with her?
With
Pearl. Pearl.
No, honey, she was a bit older than
I. No, I know that. Who were you friendly with growing up? Some of the Jewish kids, yeah. Rita
Moss.
Yeah. Evie. Joyce Moscat.
Evie James, who just died.
Yeah.
And Joyce Moscat.
Janice
Goldstein. They were my best friends.
Oh, yeah, Janice?
Janice and Lester.
Do you want water, Dave?
Do you talk to Janice at all on the phone?
I love him. I miss Lester.
Yeah.
Lester was such a mensch.
Yeah.
You okay, David, dear?
No, I'm dying.
Let's see. We're all dying. We're all dying.
Rosemary went to get him a glass of water.
I did.
There he is. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do that, too.
Well, these families go way back. My dad used to date...
Yeah.
Audrey's younger sister.
Ah, okay.
In high school. They were close.
Yeah.
They were close.
Yeah.
David spent a lot of time in Moxon, didn't you, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
My sister was a beauty. Oh, she was so lovely looking. I shouldn't say that, but she was.
She was. Let's see here. Don't mind me. I'm just...
Go ahead.
You guys have anything that you want to talk about, by all means.
Well
how about in high school? Was there any intrigue about the only Jewish girl?
There was one other Jewish girl. She lived in Westwood. And Westwood went to Johnstown. Penny Goldenberg. She doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, that was Ed Goldenberg's, who worked for Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
Is
only...
Is that where he raised his family, over in Westwood?
Westwood.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Were you friendly with her at all?
I was really academically geared because I knew I was going to go to college. She was more artsy. I don't know where she ever ended up. Not really. We weren't good friends.
Right, right.
No, I was with the girls that were all directed into the academic, academics. All my friends went to college. No, we didn't all go to the same college, but it's funny. Out of a huge group of girlfriends that I had, three of us were social workers.
Isn't that weird?
You go to Pitt Social Work School.
Yeah.
Robin Schmerin, was she in the same era as you?
No.
She's a social worker. She was, I think.
Natalie.
Well, I thought Robin, the older one.
Oh, I don't know. She's older than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Well, one thing that we want to, I think, talk about is just in the Jewish community today. We mentioned that in Johnstown, the numbers of various, you said, souls at the Beth Shalom today is around 80, I'd say. Pops. So in terms of, you know, the changes to the community over the years that you've seen, what's your sense of that or your perception on that from how it's changed since Audrey, you were younger, or Rosemary, when you were younger? What are the changes that you've seen?
There aren't as many.
Right.
Many children. Okay. And I think it's because of the lack of jobs in this area.
Okay.
You know, when the kids go off to college, I went to Pitt, but I didn't stay in. I did work in Pittsburgh till I got diabetes.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have come back to Johnstown, but I was, like, freaked out and like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this diet and take care of myself? So I did take a leave. I came home. And the rest is history. But
that was funny how you came in
and
found Winberg.
Yeah, I found it.
Founded the social work department.
I did. There was nothing there.
There was nothing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
they needed it.
Apparently, people were just like doing what they could do to help people.
All right.
But there weren't such strict guidelines. Like you can only stay overnight. Patients were in the hospital like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Now, if I don't get them out in 3 days, we lose money.
Yeah.
To a safe discharge.
Right, but I mean, it's managed now where it hadn't been before because there's actually a system there which you need if you're caring for people. So that's that is
important. Yeah, I didn't realize that, but you actually found the social work department.
Daddy that's took me good. For the job interview because I lived in Moxham. I didn't know where Winsboro was. Where is it? I really didn't. No, he didn't either. So he waited outside, and I went to the interview, and they hired me
that
on the spot.
So funny.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Oh, my God.
And I've been there ever since. And I'm still the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm the only social worker.
You were pretty close with Nick Jacobs anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
and now Tom Kurtz.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Nick Melissa?
No.
Nice
guy. Oh, is he?
Do you know him, Andy?
No, not yet. He was
a great guy.
I still have so many people in town I need to meet.
Yeah.
You know, being new here. But what you describe with Winber seems even more so of an example than Johnstown, of a smaller community that many people don't stay in once they leave. Mm-hmm. And once they go to college or something, they go somewhere else. And Audrey, I don't know if you noticed that at all.
With the older
folks,
people,
your
age,
your generation, or, you know, when people of Rosemary's generation, what happened to them?
Things really have changed so much.
Her friends have moved to where their kids are.
My friends are gone. Yeah. And they moved to where their children were.
Right.
Which is right.
Yes, that's interesting. So when they leave, then.
Yeah. And at my age, at their age, not mine, I'm very young. I'm 93.
Right.
And so at my age, I've seen it all and I've been through it all with changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I still participate as long as my health is good in things at the synagogue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I try to participate as much as I can.
Yeah, and if there's anything you want to come to, and I mentioned this to Posey, like the summer dinners we're having,
yeah,
just let us know, or my dad and I can pick you up.
Oh,
Mom, wouldn't that be good?
Oh, it'd be a blessing to me.
No, sure. I didn't know about it, but they can take you.
That would be such a blessing.
Yeah, when you make your reservations, just tell Tammy that you need a ride.
Isn't she great?
She is.
I will do that.
She's wonderful.
She loves
David,
them.
Are you agreeable?
I could take you around the town.
Yes.
Better turn off the microphone. By the way, did you keep up with some of your Moxham friends?
No. Because when I lived in Moxham as an adult, as a married woman, I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked every day, as you may know. And I didn't have time for friends there. I mean, raising children and keeping house. And my husband had terrible health issues. He had several heart attacks, Selden.
Yeah.
And I had to take time off work and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, no, I didn't. And now when I see them, there aren't too many left.
But there are some left, and they'll say,
oh,
how's your mother?
Well, were you running them in a restaurant or something?
I run into them as patients in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they'll say, yeah, I knew your mother, Audrey.
She's
how is
still
she?
Still alive.
I guess she's wonderful.
Yeah.
This is
still
alive. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, the loss in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
There's not a lot we can do about it. I mean, I'm not of childbearing age anymore. But it is sad to see it dwindle.
Right. But I think the important thing that you mentioned here is that there are still a lot of things going on up at the synagogue.
Yeah,
there really
things
are.
That you'll be going
we
to.
We have an active synagogue.
Yeah.
And we have a good rabbi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very
involved.
Does he
call you on the phone on occasion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He calls me at least once a week.
Nice.
Yeah, he does, honey.
Once a month or so?
I talk to him. He's so nice.
Okay, good.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Beautiful.
No, I've met him. He's very nice.
Yeah.
Did
nice.
You meet him? How do you like his voice?
It's a fat
bim. Yeah. I love to hear him.
You hear it.
Yeah.
If you're sleepy, you wake up.
I bet.
He's good.
He is.
But I think it's good to see that there are, you know, a number of things still going on at the synagogue.
There are,
so I think,
Andrew. You should see. They have, don't they, honey?
Well,
pretty good things.
We're more social than we are religious.
Right.
Like we have,
yeah.
We have almost 30 people going to New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
In a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay, well, you can't get 30 people to come to any service except if it's a high holy day.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm.
It's not that we're any less Jewish in our heart.
Well, that's just it.
And we never will be, but we don't go to an organized sitting place to pray.
Right.
We pray. I mean, my mom and I do with...
You're digging a hole.
Okay.
Well, I think the important thing that you were kind of going towards is that, you know, the how strongly you feel the faith is something that exists no matter where you are.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're so bright.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew. Well,
it's very important that you tell me that the entire Jewish community that lives in Richland is here.
I'm it.
Well,
in this section.
And David Riddell and you.
Well, David, now you're here, honey.
What's that other lady's name?
Yeah, you too.
Mom, that lady that calls you sometimes. Roz or something.
No, honey, Roz died.
Oh.
They're all gone. It's really terrible. I hate picking up the paper.
Mm.
And, of course, the older you get, the more of your contemporaries are gone.
Yeah.
Right.
It's terrible. But I managed to get over it.
You have to.
You're not able to travel, are you?
No.
No,
I wish
like
I could.
Like down to Philly? No?
No. I want her to come to Florida with Arthur and
I. You guys go down?
Yeah, he has a condo there.
What part?
Boynton Beach.
Oh, it's lovely down
there. Gorgeous.
Isn't it?
And I want my mom to come so bad because she would love it. But she doesn't walk well. That's her biggest issue, is her walking.
That's so, pretty helpful.
How did you meet John?
This is in, what's that called?
Hospice.
I just put those away.
Bereavement.
Okay.
They met in the bereavement meeting.
After your dad died.
After my dad died and his wife.
I see.
I went to a meeting and John was there. And his wife had passed. And my counselor had said, now, be very good to yourself and take care of yourself. And I said that. We went to a luncheon. And John said, oh, yeah. He says, I was good to myself. I just bought myself a new Lincoln. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And so he waited one day. Then he called me up. I had never seen him before. And he kept calling and persisting and calling and calling. I finally figured, what the heck? This might be the guy. And he was a dear, sweet man.
Oh, you were lucky you found him.
I was lucky. He was so kind and so wonderful. He was an engineer with GE for maybe 40 years, you know. And all his assignments were in Europe and Asia. And he was the most interesting man that you could ever want to talk to. He knew everything about all these countries. He was a history buff and loved that type of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, everything you see wooden in this room is what he made with his own hands.
Oh, wow.
He was the most, and all the stained glass, I have it throughout the house.
I see it.
He did all that.
Oh, wow.
He was really so talented.
Yes.
A lovely man.
Yes.
Very man. Very. He was old when he died. He was in his 90s.
Mm.
Oh, my God. So am I. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's how he was.
He was as much older of my mother than my dad was. He was a lot older.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But my husbands were very old. I had very old husbands. They all were like 12 years older than I.
Oh,
huh. Well,
wow.
But I get along with older people.
There you go, man.
Were you a Johnstown High grad?
Boy, am I ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud.
Who was in your class that was Jewish?
Herb Suchman.
Oh, Herbie.
Herb Suchman, okay.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Anita, they lived in Moscow.
They did.
I'm Anita's in front
they
of
were, they were challenged.
Sugar-free. Oh,
were,
David. I'm sorry.
Were you
there was no
were
other
you friendly with that?
And I put my spoon in.
Friends
in. I have to. Well, because I have
like
a
guilty.
I know. Terrible.
That's going to be Anna's job.
Yeah. Oh. To get through it all.
Yeah. She's unconscious. She's semi-conscious. She didn't die then.
Yeah, I know. I remember their daughter.
I mean,
well, she was in one of my brother's class.
Oh, maybe a few more.
Yes. Mom, they're going to ask their questions because they got to go.
I think the only last question we have is just if you had anything more that you want to talk about, just in terms, either of you, just in terms of, you know, the Johnstown Jewish community, how it's been to be a part of it, and what you see for it looking forward into the future.
I think it's been a privilege to be part of it.
Why would you say that, or why do you think?
I'm very proud of what I am. Mm-hmm. When I was young, I may not have been. Because
honey, is your sugar low? Is that
no?
You're
I'm, no, this is.
No worries.
But. I think as I became a professional person, I was able to feel much more comfortable with my religion, and I would talk openly about it. I helped a patient. I said the Shema. It was a hospice patient that was dying, and I'm very proud of who I am, where I came from, And that's all.
Especially where you came from.
Yes. Mommy. My mommy.